thank you for joining Rosie on the House this beautiful Arizona Saturday morning. We're your happy place. We're the place that you can come and have your homeowner anxieties melted away for 4 hours every single Saturday morning. Thanks for joining us. We're here this morning in this hour with special guests Linda and Chris Stanfield from Benjamin Franklin Plumbing. This is your hour with a plumber, one of our most busiest phone-in sessions that we ever have, because those of you who are regular listeners know that I do not even slightly qualify to give you plumbing advice. If you've got a plumbing issue you'd like to talk about this particular hour, now's your chance to get online. Jennifer is on standby to take your call, find out where you're calling from and what your issue is, and let's get that plumbing dilemma solved. 1-888-767-4348. And what more appropriate day to bring in Benjamin Franklin Plumbing than a day that has been memorialized as National Toilet Day of the Year. Linda, who makes that judgment?
Probably the fine people at the manufacturer.
Could be, but really what it is it's time to for all of us to realize how important toilets are. There's a lot of countries, a lot of areas in the world that don't have the sanitation of toilets and to keep health and disease better. And here in the United States, we celebrate it because it does help us stay healthier and brings us a lot of comfort.
According to statistics that we read doing research on National Plumbing Day, more people in the world have a cell phone than have a toilet.
Isn't that interesting? Here in the United States, we forget about that. But it is true.
It is absolutely incredible. I'm thinking of a book I recently read, The History of the Home, that talks about when plumbing moved indoor. And that for a long time, the affluent wouldn't do it because it was considered such a dirty function to have so close to your sleeping and your cooking quarters.
Right, yes. Matter of fact, Ben Franklin himself was one of the first that brought hot water into his bathtub.
And now that's a luxury.
Yes, it was.
Boy, absolutely. Well, boy, we've certainly seen, Chris, in our lifetime, you as a plumber for as long as I've been a carpenter, just about, I imagine, we've certainly seen evolution of toilets.
Yeah, I remember back in the 90s when they started the low-gallon flush toilets, and nobody liked those, but they certainly do have them perfected now. Almost every manufacturer makes a really good toilet.
Well, it was kind of like when they mandated taking all the EOCs and volatiles out of paint. We had to spend about 10 years figuring, okay, what's the next best solution? But when they mandated the low-flow toilets, it really put a crimp in a lot of people's style, and I don't know that for probably 15 years until somebody finally cracked the code. I don't know how they came up with that requirement. Was it just an arbitrary number that they picked out of thin air? I don't know the history on it. But however they came up with that number, it was about 30% lower than it should have been. You know, we should have gone a sliding scale, because there were really 15 years we were installing toilets that virtually, what were they doing?
Oh, you had to flush them twice at least.
Three times.
Hold the handle down. We called that the European flush. Hold the handle down.
Hold the handle down. Well, there was a book I recently read. It was given to me by actually a listener. It was by an author by the name of Bill Bryson. It's called At Home. Have you ever stumbled across it or read it? It's really a very interesting read about the evolution of the function of every room in the house, taken room by room by room. It's a great read, so I recommend it to everybody. But it talks about this bathroom and the indoor plumbing, actually how ancient indoor plumbing really is and how the Greeks actually shared the indoor plumbing and the bathhouses. And I'm glad we've gotten away from that.
I'll tell you, Rosie, nowadays, our toilets have changed so much that I guess as a woman, somebody decorating a house, somebody remodeling a home, we now have so many great toilets that look good, that function better, that we have choices for our bathrooms. 15 years ago, offering service to our homeowners, we had one or two toilets that they had to pick from. Now we've got such a selection that our homeowners really can be in control of what they want their toilet to do or what they want it to look or feel like.
I mean, they literally do have, and when I mention this on air, I invariably get five or six phone calls at my office the next week. I mean, they literally have hands-free toilets.
Yes, they do.
Which are extremely hygienic, right?
Yes.
And I don't know what it is about the American diet that gluten-free and the digestive system in America is going through such a revolt amongst them ourselves. But we have the three biggest requests for remodeling we get at Roseanne House Remodeling. Fill in my living room, sunken living room. Find a way I can bring my mom home, fill in the garage, add a casita or whatnot. And what? Tell me about those hands-free toilets, because there are people in the bathroom 4 and 5 and 6 and 7 times a day.
Right.
So, but you can get a warm seat, right?
Yes, yes.
And there are manufacturers that actually set programs in there to tell when you're going to be using the toilet. And it starts warming the seat automatically.
Isn't that amazing? Yes.
It thinks
somebody
for you.
Else knows when you need it.
You can complete your function and be washed with warm water.
Very sanitary.
And dried with warm air.
That's right.
And that's about as sanitary as it gets in my book.
Yes.
So.
It is. It's available, and it is a shame that many people don't realize. You talked about bringing my mother home or my father home. Those are options that really a lot of those people are wanting, those assisted functions, and allowing our mothers and fathers to keep their privacy. But those toilets will do it.
They will help them a lot.
Yes.
Keep their privacy. And how many manufacturers are we seeing with these hand-free versions? Have they all come out with it now?
I don't think all of them have it yet, because
I think there's
it just
about
started
three.
Coming out just recently.
Let me tell you the story of when I came across the first hands-free toilet. I have a sister and a brother-in-law who spent 15 years in Tokyo, and they had a hands-free toilet in their house. And they were building a home on Flathead Lake outside of Kalispell, Montana, and they were shipping the hands-free toilets from Tokyo to this house they were building. And I was up there one summer kind of helping the superintendent and kind of putting things in order. We were looking at the shop drawings, and I'm dealing with some real cowboy contractors, right? Probably have never even left Kalispell County, all right? And I start telling them that we need a 110 receptacle mounted behind the toilet, and I can't tell you the rash of jokes that was put, that I was put through for the sake of my sister and my brother-in-law. But I tell you what, we got those things installed, and that particular builder started it offering as an upgrade to every other single house he ever built in that area. And I talked to him just a couple of years ago. He says, Rosie, I'd never even heard of it. He said, I bet you I've installed 400 of those
things.
That's
right. The interesting part of that, Rosie, is when our homeowners do use these types of extra added benefits, they don't ever want to go back. They move it, just like you said, they want it in their new home, they want it in every bathroom of the house. It's something that you don't go back. It's like dial-up internet. You used to use it, now you go to high speed, you never want to go back to dial-up internet. But people see a lot of great added benefits to those toilets.
Can you remember when we used to go on AOL and you'd have to sit there and you'd have to wait like a minute and a half for it to load up every single time?
What else were we going to do, right?
Oh, but that was fast.
Golly, that's incredible. So National Toilet Day is today. If you've got a question about your toilet, its function, or the accessories that are now available. The only accessory I haven't seen yet is a mood light. But they virtually have everything else. Give us a ring. Visit with our friends from Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, Linda and Chris Stanfield. The number's 1-888-767-4348.
Another trend I don't think will ever happen. You'd mentioned mood light. I don't think they'll ever make a glass toilet.
No. I think you're right. I think you're exactly right.
They have a toilet, I'm not kidding, that has a fish tank where where you flush on the
back.
Has
the tank in the back.
Uh-huh. You actually put fish in there. But they're not going to ever make the rest of that toilet glass.
Now, Jennifer and I were recently in, where were we? We were in Denver. And we went into a restaurant, and the women's room toilet, the sink to wash your hands, actually was, Jennifer, explain that particular toilet. It was ingenious.
Well, the sink to wash your hands was actually part of the flushing system of at the top of the toilet, the clean water. When it refills, you could also wash your hands, so you're not. Anyway, it was kind of awkward to get to the water.
You kind of had to straddle the bowl to reach the sink.
Or bring the side of it.
But you weren't washing your hands in the tank.
Right.
No.
It was a sink that drained into the tank, and then that water you used to wash your hands with then becomes the water that flushes the toilet.
I had to guard the way so he could come in and look at it.
Yeah.
Very resourceful.
Come see this.
Yeah.
That's right.
She came back to the table and started describing it to me. I said, well, look. Go in there and make sure nobody's in there.
I don't think I'd brush my teeth over a sink like that.
No, you wouldn't.
That would feel interesting. You know, that is another point, though, Rosie and Romy, that now a lot of people will go to restaurants and say, go in the restroom. You got to see this unique restroom. And restaurants are having themed bathrooms, and they're really pretty cool.
They are. They can be pretty crazy as far as the sinks and the easy to clean and the trough drainage. You know, and all of those functions. I mean, one of my favorite restaurants, I've taken a picture of the sink, and I said, you know, when we really build the house of our dreams, this is going to be the master bathroom sink. It's 5 feet long. It's got two big faucets up there. It drains into a big trough. You can lean over it, and you can brush your teeth. You can shave. You can do your hair. You can do everything you want. But this is the perfect thing. All right, we're talking plumbing with our friends from Benjamin Franklin Plumbing. Our number to call is 1-888-767-4348. If you'd like to join the conversation or have a question about anything having to do with plumbing at your home.